There's a high school in Macomb County grabbing the attention of educators all across the country. 3 years ago, Clintondale High School became the very first in the nation to be a flipped school. What does that mean, you ask? Well, that's where kids will watch teachers' lectures at home, let's say on their laptops, watching YouTube. They can watch as much as they want, as much as they need. And then class time is when teachers are there to help the kids with what we would otherwise call homework. One education expert says that, well, maybe online schooling is controversial, but the flipped classroom is a new strategy nearly everyone agrees on, that it can be a very good thing for students and for teachers. Joining us now is the principal of Clintondale High School, Greg Green. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
Greg, what gave you the idea to flip your school?
Well, I think it's the idea evolved over time. Students wanted to use technology, within the school and within the classrooms. And then also we need to have a more supportive environment because we often found that, even though parents are really well-intended, and just speaking for myself, mm-hmm. I have a master's degree in education. I'm a principal at a school, but I'm not, I was pretty good in math, but I'm not a math teacher. And so understanding how all those processes work, understanding how, the problems need to be set up is beyond my scope, even though I had a decent understanding is this day and age because I work in a school.
Yeah.
It's really difficult for the parent, and that's where our students practice at. So, we also looked at different educational settings like coaching and in some of the vocational classes and so forth, and how do they set it up? And, we know that parents can't support that learning process fully at home. So, that's how our thoughts started to evolve. And then we asked the question, how are we going to deliver content? And that's where we started to discover what we call screen capture technology, which is just something that is real simple. Teachers record, the movement and their voice, and sometimes even a webcam records them. And they can talk over PowerPoints, or they can summarize things for students and into a short capture video, and then we can place it online, like as in YouTube.
Sure.
And students can go watch it. And so as people became more familiar with video and access to video and connected to video, it made more sense as we talked through it.
So what I'm hearing, and I'm flashing back to my own school days and that of my daughter who graduated from high school a couple of years ago. She's now in college. But I can remember those nights when we would be all around the kitchen table trying to figure out that math problem or that physics problem. And, when you get stuck at 10 at night at home, there's nowhere to go. And then you go into school the next day with that sense of dread, I didn't get this.
Yeah, and then a lot of students get marked down for it, and so it hurts their overall grade points, or they become real frustrated or disenfranchised with school because they're seeking the help, but they just don't have help that's timely enough.
So just so we're clear, so the kids are at home at night, and they've got their laptops or their iPads or their smartphones, and they can watch, Mr. Smith's English lecture or Ms. Smith's physics lecture and watch it as much as they want. And then the next day, is that when they in the classroom, is that when what we would call homework is getting done with the teacher right there to help?
And we even, if students don't have technology, like our videos now, we're getting so adept at making videos and how long they should be and how concise they should be, that most of our videos are now like 3 to 5 minutes, so teachers can even show that in class. So we take the pressure off if student doesn't have the internet at home or, they're moving and they may not have a connection yet or something's going on that they just can't get to it, then we can actually show it right at the beginning of class and then move forward.
I'm speaking with Greg Green. He's the principal of Clintondale High School in Clinton Township in Macomb County. And his school became the first in the country to be a completely flipped school where kids watch the teacher's lectures at home, much as they want to need. And then class time is when the teachers are there to help the students with what we would otherwise call homework. So, Greg, you've had 3 years of Clintondale running as a flip school. What does the data tell you? Is it succeeding?
Well, we've had, we've been tracking it because a lot of people have interest in it. We've seen increased graduation rates, increased even college enrollment rates. We've seen increases in standardized testing. The most important thing, does it continue to make sense? And can we continue to have success? And really, our success is built on data and also, you know, what our parents and students say, because, you know, we service them. And so, you know, everybody seems to feel that this is, you know, a better model for us. It's more supportive for our students. You know, parents, all the parents that I talk to, they really enjoy it, and they also use our videos. So our videos are posted on a separate website, so parents can, we're actually educating the community. And so it's really given us a sense of transparency.
And you are seeing some pretty impressive results. You had the failure rate in English drop, 52% to 19%?
Yeah. Overall in our building, it's hovers around 8 to 10%, which is, you know, before it was at 30 to 35%. And so, you know, it's dramatically shifted the learning. We're excited about that, and I think that, you know, we're just excited to continue to develop the model as we go. And it might look a little bit different as we move along because of the things that we're introduced to. We meet so many people in this process. It's just been a wonderful experience as a school leader.
What about the lower income kids who may not have access to the technology at home to watch the videos? Does this leave those kids behind?
No, I mean, that's where you have to. I mean, we surveyed our kids. About 82% have access to the internet on a regular basis, but you still have 18% who don't. So what we do is we open up our computer labs before and after school. We put computers in the counseling office, computers in the attendance office. I've had kids watch my machine. You know, I don't own it. You know, the school district owns it. So, you know, we're going to let kids watch videos. And we also give them enough lead time so if they need to make an adjustment or schedule, they can. We also make the videos available on their mobile device because most teenagers now, at least in my school, have mobile devices of some sort. They're connected to the internet. So, you know, try and make it as convenient as possible for people. And I think that, you know, our kids, you know, obviously find a way.
Greg, what about the teachers at Clintondale High? Was it hard to get them on board?
I think you really have to paint value statements for them, you know, really create value statements for them, you know, or you know, if you're an administrator and you're thinking about this, or you think, what's in it for me as a teacher? Why do I want to make this dramatic and radical shift? And I think, you know, for us, it was the conversations around, you know, you're not getting the return on your investment in the classroom currently. So we'd send homework home and, you know, 30% would do it in the classroom, or, you know, and then maybe 60% might do it in another classroom, but, you know, it's not correct. And so you have to repeat all the time, you know, what you're trying to get across to kids. And I think, you know, what's important is that you know, we can eliminate that frustration if we just, reverse it. And so if you're right there to help the kids along and your messaging becomes very clear and your support structure is targeted, so you don't have to go back and reteach 100 different things. Also, the thing is video, we can start using the learning strengths of our staff. I mean, you know, I want the best teacher with the best information given to my kids at all times. And so we can start sharing the expertise among our staff members because, you know, and this is for everybody, you know, we're not expert in every single thing across the board. Mm-hmm. So we can actually have the person who's the best at it do the video. And sometimes that could be an outside person, you know, someone who has the knowledge base that we're looking for and also the skills to be able to present it. And so I think that, you know, all our kids deserve that. They deserve the very best we can give them.
What advice would you give to other schools considering flipping?
I think most schools, I mean, you know, they struggle with, you know, how do we best support our students? And I think that's the question you need to ask yourselves is, you know, how do I blend technology and how do we keep teachers centrally focused in the classroom where we have our experts building relationships and, you know, helping kids through, you know, difficult problems and so forth. I think this is a way in which you can do that. You can take the best of both worlds. And I think that as school leaders, we've all struggled with that question. You know, we see the value of online, but we also see the value of the person. And so this is a way to get the value of both of those.
Is it time, Greg, to change the look of education? Do you think you found the right balance of technology and good teachers?
I think we started the conversation. You know, I think that, you know, there's a lot to go into of personalized learning, and this is where we're heading. We're actually going to be partnering with the U.S. Department of Science and Technology to develop a personalized learning track for every single student. And so I think that, you know, the flip is where you begin the conversation. And I think that, you know, it can take you to places where you can start streamlining your processes. You can start, you know, offering more support for students. You know, I think it's a more successful model, at least for us. And I think a lot of schools are asking themselves the same question. You know, how do we better support our kids? How do we use these wonderful tools like, in, you know, videos on YouTube and have other experts assist us without increasing cost? And so I think that we've shown people how you can do it, but, you know, each model is going to look different in each school.
We've been speaking with the principal of Clintondale High School in Macomb County. Greg Green, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.